Now, some people like to sit in pretzel position. Okay? You know pretzel position? when your legs are like a pretzel. Okay? And they're crossed and one leg on top of the other. That's okay, you know, if you want to do that. Otherwise, just sit comfortably, you know, with your legs crossed, however it feels good. If people, you know, have physical problems, you're welcome to sit in a chair. That's fine. Just keep your feet flat on the floor. Have a cushion under your rear because that helps your keeps your legs from falling asleep. Okay, your hands, you have the right hand on the left hand, and your thumbs are touching to form a triangle. So it's like this, but it's in your lap. Okay, and then the back straight. And so when you have your hands in your lap against your body, then very naturally there comes a space between your arms and your body, okay? So just, you know, be aware of that space. So don't tuck your arms in like that and don't stick them out like this. They're just kind of natural, yeah? And then your head is level, yeah? If you want to tuck your chin in a little bit, you can. But you don't really lower your head because the thing is that if you start to lower your head, yeah, it usually keeps getting lower. And then so you want to keep your head, you know, basically level. And then it's good if you can keep your eyes a little bit open because that lets some light in, that prevents you from dozing off, but you're not looking at anything. So your eyes are a little bit open. If anything, they're cast down, kind of here, you know, on the there, but you're not paying attention to what you're seeing, yeah, because you're paying attention to the breath. But just having your eyes a little bit open prevents drowsiness, so it's helpful. If your eyes close by themselves and you don't get drowsy, I don't think that's a problem, okay? But if you're getting drowsy in your meditation, then make sure your eyes are just a wee bit open so some light comes in, okay?